Are you a veteran in your company and just feel like coasting through your working hours? Some people think it's easy being a slacker at work, only doing whatever the boss asks, but never anything more. But another perspective would say being a slacker is a total waste of one's life.
Or a totes waste of one's life. Sorry, totes.
Yeah, is
Yeah,
it
the
because you're
pronunciation
Mr.
totes.
Arthritis, so you need to prove your street cred, so you have to say totes using today's teenagers' language, which is sort of contamination to the
Let
English
me just
language.
answer with totes.
Yes,
Anyways,
please.
I'm totes going to talk about what slackers are, and maybe you might be one. Oh my God, and I didn't know. Well, let me help you identify slackers in the workplace or maybe slackers in the mirror. Okay. What is the slacker syndrome at work? All right. Well, here are some of the symptoms you might have if you're a slacker. Passive work ethic. Okay. So this is just finish whatever the boss asks and then kicking up your legs on the desk and saying, I'm done. Okay, that is definitely passive work ethic. You're not really trying to be creative, going that extra mile, putting the extra in extraordinary. Ooh. A slacker has no intention to finish the job ahead of time. It's like, meh, I'm not getting paid more, and I'm meh, I'll finish it when I have to finish it. You know, this kind of thing, showing initiative. here's a good one. A slacker spends time on web pages irrelevant to work or chats frequently on social media with friends. Ladies, guys, even Taobao. How many of y'all are on Taobao at work or maybe chatting with your friends on WeChat? You might be a slacker, but I do want to note something very important, okay? So pay attention. No one is ever slacking. If they're listening to Roundtable, only being an overachiever at life and everything pertaining to it. So my
That
hat
is
is
a
off.
very good point.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I feel like, well, more or less, people may do this during their work time. It's kind of like who can say during their, well, their entire working time they haven't chat with friends on social media. So my point here is if you have so many checks on the list, like more than at least half of it, that would be a sign of you being a slacker. But if you just check like one or two items, I think it's kind of fine.
Yeah, and also I think it depends on if it's the really heavily unpleasant or unproductive ones that might be checked off the list. I mean, if you're someone that never wants to learn something new on the job, or your work productivity or the quality of your work does not match your peers, that of your peers, then I think these are some of the ones that are probably makes you a bigger slacker than just checking some websites, I suppose. Because I think ultimately this is about your work ethic and whether you are willing to take initiative or not.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the downsides of slacking. Okay, so there's quite a few, and I think pretty readily noticeable. People definitely would say this is no surprise. If you are someone that would be considered maybe a common employee, that is not the boss or the team leader, then maybe being a slacker isn't for you. And that is because, guys, you can pretty much imagine the lower on the food chain, the company food chain, the more replaceable you are, okay? But this shouldn't even be the motivator, you know? Your credit, your respect, your good name is on the line in the company and could be damaged. But you know, another one that I was thinking of here too, another downside is, have you guys ever noticed, you know, when someone's slacking, it's almost like a contagious disease or a revolution. You know, people are like, Bob came in 5 minutes late today. I want to come in 5 minutes late today. Revolution, everybody come in 5 minutes late today. And then all of a sudden the boss is like, oh my God, everybody's coming in 5 minutes late today because Bob decided that it was a good idea to come in 10 minutes or 5 minutes late today. So I also think there's this danger of it becoming a contagious thing. People see other people take advantage of the system, and then they say, I want to take advantage of the system. And it spreads.
Yes, and I do want to say, because we argue that maybe the slackers slack because they think I'm cheating the company or cheating my employees since I'm taking the same amount of salary but doing the minimum job. But actually, I feel like you're cheating life in a bad way. That is, I think there are some invisible perks or profit out of your job on top of the salary. That is what you can learn, what you can grow, how much you can grow on the job. And for employees, they hire you not because you can make a certain amount of profit, but because you are, they're paying you kind of not that much, meaning that they can if they cannot replace you with someone who can do the same amount of work but paying less, that is why they hire you. So by staying on the job, not growing with the job, you become the one that is costing them more but not bringing them more. That is when the employee replace you with someone else, yeah. Meaning you lose your job.
Yeah, veteran employees, I think this especially pertains to you guys. You don't have an excuse. You've been in the industry. You have to maintain, you know, the ambitious culture that maybe your privatized business has as well. Because if new employees are coming in knowing more skills than you, this is just an obvious loss of face. And if it gets to the point where even interns are coming in and being able to outperform you or know more about a specific thing that would help the company, then I would say your time at that company is going to be limited. But let's talk about maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting because I think sometimes seniority does make people feel a little bit more, maybe too relaxed on the job because you've been with the company for a long time and you know the ins and outs of the job and then you sort of just rest on your laurels and become a slacker because you stop putting in effort, I think. So what makes a slacker? How does this type of animal occur in the workplace?
Well, yeah, so maybe you would say, oh, slackers, and you can point your fingers at them and judge them, but maybe, you know, you got to understand maybe where they're coming from. And then once you have understanding, maybe you'll say, wow, okay, well, I can understand where you're coming from and why you're kind of slacking. So let's talk about the first one I have here. That is the loss of enthusiasm on a job. Maybe a veteran staff member who has been working in the same company and has spent a long time in the same position. You know, people get bored. They get complacent. Eventually, they stop caring if the job's not exciting. So actually, ambition and growth in a company is something that's going to make you more successful, keep you growing, and also, you know, keep you kind of happy about your job. And you'll find once you're happy about your job, well, then you'll perform. People might think it's smart to skip. Someone might think themselves to be smart or clever by pretending to be an active worker. Sometimes a person can get away with, you know, breaking the rules once. But the thing is, once you break the rules once, it might be easy for it to turn into a habit to say, oh, I can do it again. And then once that happens, eventually someone's going to notice. Also, family burdens. You know, if you see someone skipping out, you might say slacker. But actually, maybe that's somebody, their kid just got sick or something at school, so they needed to go there. That one, I wouldn't necessarily point and say, oh, that person's a slacker if they say they're doing it for family reasons. Lost opportunity to get promoted. So you can imagine if someone feels like they should have got that promotion, maybe they worked really hard and then it just slipped out of their fingers or they didn't get it. All of a sudden, they just want to give up. That's the end. I'm done because that should have been mine. So morale of an employee in that regard definitely could lead to some slacking.
Yes, and I've heard this interesting theory from Gao Xiaosong, actually. He's like, in a company, or let's say in a team, there's always this overachiever, one or two, and there always will be one or two, like, slacker in the team. And the funny thing about a slacker in a team is that if you fire the slacker, the last one, the worst employer in the team, another would appear. And I don't have enough experience to prove that theory. I haven't been in enough teams to prove that. But I think there are certain kind of reasons or logic behind it. That is, there will always be some mundane, not funny, simple tasks within a team. So if, or let's say when the boss point that team or that job, assign that job to someone, he or she might feel like it's so easy to do. So when I finish doing that, it's almost like my boss asked me to do this, so I finished it and that's it. But that makes him or her a little bit looking like the slacker of that team.
So are you saying the less challenging work will, when it falls on the lap of a certain person, and then it might appear that person becomes a little bit of a slacker?
Yes.
Well, that's an interesting observation. And I think in companies these days, especially some of the Fortune 500 companies, they have the rank and yank system.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is, you're always going to get the last 20% of the employee body that are not performing as well as some of the other people. And I think it's sometimes easy to title certain people as slackers, but there are these also external factors that could be the reason why that they're becoming like this. And one major factor that comes into my mind right now is that for some people who have a very stable job, let's say working for the government, and this is, I think, a symptom universal, that is, once you've got that stable government job and then you don't really try extra hard or go above and beyond, but you just do the bare minimum, maintain status quo, and you get away with it. So what about these factors?
I think, you know, of course, government is a different kind of it's a different kind of industry, right? It's a different kind of as opposed to privatized. Privatized is constantly competing with other companies domestically and globally. So it's just that's always a battlefield, and so people in these industries always need to be bettering themselves. And, you know, specifically talking about those people, because I think those are the ones that we're really preaching to here, where slacking really makes a huge difference. You know, I think most of the time slacking comes from a lot of these kind of just reasons. Maybe someone lost enthusiasm. Maybe somebody felt they deserved something, they didn't get it, and now they're just like, well, I'm just going to sit here and take advantage of, they don't value me, I'm not going to value them, and I'm just going to, you're going to play your life that way. Two wrongs don't make a right, though. And, you know, one thing that I've learned from my father in life is that, you know, there's always going to be bad days. There's always going to be days where you feel, oh, you know, that should have been mine. And don't let those days be the ones that decide your future, because I guarantee following that negative thought process, that attitude, isn't going to make the situation better. You want the situation to be better, right? So one of the things you can definitely do to motivate yourself if you're in this situation is to consciously notice the attitude and try to change it. Keep pushing yourself, because don't look at the short game. Don't look at, like, oh, I'm not getting paid to do this extra project. Oh, I'm not getting paid to jump on this opportunity to learn something new. It's what you're showing people. That's not physical. That's not there. That's not always a paycheck right in your pocket at the end of the month. But that could be the future that you want. So realize, like, it's the long game sometimes is worth playing. And keep in mind that, you know, opportunities are always going to be given to those who seek them. So be that person that's looking for it. If you're not looking for it, you'll never see it. These are some of the things that really can motivate you to get out of this slacker mentality.
Yeah, I totally understand. Sometimes it's easy to set in motion yourself in that slide mm-hmm. and slide down to slacking position because you're not always satisfied with the treatment you got from your boss. Why did that person from the next cubicle got promotion and not me when I worked hard to? Or it could be all kinds of reasons like you guys have listed earlier. And yes, I think we need to motivate people a little bit. If you're feeling yourself on that slide, what else can you do?
Well, actually, there's one, too, that I think takes a special kind of person to realize. And so, you know, sometimes you're just fed up with the company culture, with the company itself, you know, and you're actually this mentality of pushing and forcing yourself is keeping you in that job. But actually, there comes a time, I think, where people need to say, you know, this maybe is a paycheck, this maybe is this, but this is not how I'm happy. This is not how I see myself in 5 years. This is not how I want to spend my life. And in those situations, you'd be crazy if you wanted to continue pushing yourself. That's like pushing yourself in torture. Come on, whip me again. Yeah, I like it. You know, this kind of thing. Not a lot of people would want that, you know? Mm-hmm. Most people getting tortured aren't like, yippee, you know? So that mentality, I think at a certain point you need to know when to cut your losses and say, hey, listen, I think this company, this culture is a little too much for me, and I need to maybe start looking for my passion or work in a different area.
Yes, and I have another reason for you to find what you truly love
yeah.
as your profession.
Tell me.
That is, imagine you're playing a game and you're really into the game, and then time just flies by. It's just like you feel like you are so concentrating on the game
yeah.
and you don't feel any other things. If you're doing something you love and you're really concentrating on it, you can feel that flow. You're in that flow, and that is the perfect state your mind can be. And if you can find the job you're truly, well, in love with, sooner or later, your boss would realize that you're pretty good at it. He or she would give you a higher, more difficult, more challenging task. And with that task, you have to concentrate and you will be in the flow. And once that happens, you will be the top, let's say, 10% of your industry.
Yeah, just keep in mind, guys, you know, when you're comparing yourself to people maybe in your industry or your company's culture and you're like, I can't be like that guy, that's okay. Because maybe what you need to be is somewhere else. And that's where you're going to be that guy. That guy that you're sitting and saying, wow, how does he do this? Maybe he just loves what he's doing, and that's what you got to find for yourself.
Yeah, I find it interesting that sometimes when you're having a great time,
yeah.
time just flies.
Like
yeah.
right now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We're in the flow.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, you know, we have
24 minutes already went by, jeez.
40 plus, less than 40 minutes to go. Yes.
Can't believe it.
So you don't realize these things.
No.
But when you are sitting there bored and feeling dreadful, life,
yeah. Yeah.
time just goes by so slowly.
Yeah.
I wish it was the other way around, but unfortunately it's not. So I yeah. think certainly doing something that you enjoy and find challenging, that is one way to prevent yourself to be in that slacking mood because mm-hmm. you simply won't slide down there. But if you find yourself there, I think something fundamentally wrong maybe is going on in your work life. So maybe it is a time to sort of pause and rethink all
yeah.
those things, and including career choice or your job choice. Or maybe some people just enjoy being in that position. As in private companies, when you see a real slacker, maybe there is a reason why this person can't afford to be like that. Maybe this person has a connection that you don't have. And
yeah.
there are, so sometimes it's complex factors that contribute to the phenomenon.
Right. And, you know, I want to sit here and say that to some degree we might all be a little bit of a slacker. And I'm gonna say to you guys, ask yourself the following and be honest. Because it's yourself, and you should always be honest with yourself. How many times per day do you typically check Weibo, WeChat, Facebook, Twitter, Meitu, other social media websites, guys? I mean, if you're doing this and it's adding up to a combined total of 3 hours, you might be a slacker. Also, if you're going and you're like, hey, John, I'm going to go to the water cooler, or I'm going to go get some coffee. He's like, okay, John or Tim, but last time you left, you took 20 minutes. He's like, oh, I might be a slacker then. Okay, so these are ways, like if you're going and getting stuff from maybe your local snack place and you're just taking a long time, guys, it's time to kick your booty into gear, okay? If you have some wedding stuff or maybe a friend's wedding, you're planning your the bachelorette, so you're planning the bachelorette party, all this stuff, that's great, that's nice, but you're at work, girl, all right? So
be
planning, or boy, you know, bachelor party, you're at work, boy, so be planning your bachelor party in your free time, okay?
Yeah, Ryan, question. What if I'm working really hard, but I am in a team where there is a slacker or 猪队友 in Chinese, what would I do?
Then I'd call Donald Trump from The Apprentice to say, you're fired. Okay, anyways, how to identify a slacker, guys? This one's pretty easy. Someone who's just not striving to pull their own weight, maybe uses things like, oh, Heyoung, you're so nice. Would you please do this for me real quick?
No.
Oh, geez. But these kind of people, listen, guys, another part I think where you can shine in the workplace, and especially in the U.S., every interview I've ever gotten so strongly enforces, and every time, I really mean it. So are you a team player? How would you say you work in a team, Ryan? I'm like, well, listen, I like to give 110%, okay? And I always like to respect others, make them feel like everybody's doing and contributing the same amount. I don't want to be a hero, but I also want to make sure that other people in the group are doing well and pulling their weight. Of course, always being respectful if I confront someone about it. These kind of things in answering those questions, and I feel also responding to these kind of situations, is what employers like to hear and what you should do if you want to get noticed by a boss.
Yes, I think that is certainly a way to invest in yourself.
Sound advice.
Yes.
Yes.
We always get sound advice on Roundtable, I think. Yeah,
that's right.
Yes.
Don't you forget it, folks.
Don't you ever forget that. And yes, sometimes we talk about the workplace and the things that sometimes you don't pay attention to, but you need to
pay attention.
Yes, and work hard towards, because I think it's easy. And we all need a little moment to slack, but you can't stay there forever if you want that job. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yo Ho Lin.